State health officials have just added a third contractor to expand a new COVID-19 testing effort. They're setting up hundreds of temporary testing sites aimed at reaching minority populations hard hit by the pandemic. Jay Price reports from Kenley.
Much of the scene at this drive-through testing site has become familiar.
What's your last name? Oh, you're going to pull up to that tent right there.
Healthcare workers kitted up in protective gowns, gloves, masks, and face shields, despite the searing sun, are giving mask-muffled instructions to a steady stream of motorists before their swab tests.
So basically what we're going to have you do, we're going to have you open wide, tilt your head back, and hold your tongue out, okay?
But this pop-up testing site is far from any major population center. It's at an elementary school amid the soybean and tobacco fields of northeastern Johnston County. Shannon Dowler is chief medical officer for NC Medicaid. She's helping oversee the program.
With African American and Latinx, both in morbidity and mortality is significantly worse than Caucasians, as much as six times more likely to die from a COVID infection.
She said when these inequities emerged, state health officials began trying to figure out how to attack them. They discovered key geographic areas lacked testing sites, like in this part of Johnston County, which has a significant Latino population.
We identified that there are parts of the state that didn't seem to have access to testing sites as easily as others. So we wanted to make sure that communities in North Carolina that had a high percentage of historically marginalized populations and no testing site, that we brought testing sites to that community.
So the state has hired contractors, including Vidon, which operates a major healthcare system in eastern North Carolina. These partner with local organizations like county health departments in setting up the temporary sites. Dowler said the results from the first few days are encouraging.
When we're looking at the demographics so far, depending on the testing site, between 50 and 80% of the people presenting are from the African American population, and around 10% are, Latinx or other populations. So they're hitting our goal.
The no-cost testing events will make regular appearances in some places and pop up just once in others. Dowler said that if the three-week initiative is successful, it could be extended well into August and include up to 600 testing events. Jay Price, North Carolina Public Radio, WUNC.